Okay. So the question is halakos mitzvah nachos mitzvah. Okay. What's the mitzvah of Leinei Hanukkah? Is it the lighting or is it the placing? Okay. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So what's the case? The nafkamina of the word brings it up is a matter of, are you allowed a light from one ner to another ner? You know, you use one candle, one lit placed ner Hanukkah to light another one. So if the mitzvah is hadlaka, so then yeah, because you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's not a bizon mitzvah, you're doing a ma'aseh, you're using the candle to do another ma'aseh mitzvah. Using mitzvah for mitzvah, that's fine. But if you say the mitzvah is hanacha, so then the lighting of the second candle isn't a mitzvah, per se. Okay, but it's whatever. So then you're not, that's bizon mitzvah, because you're using the mitzvah to do not the mitzvah. Okay? That's the basic context. That's basically the case. Okay, so it's a little more complicated than that, though. Because Rashi says, if you say hanacha is a mitzvah, the question is, if you say hanacha is a mitzvah, so you have to place the candle. So what's the status of a hadlaka? So Rashi says, it's lav mitzvah kulehai. The ikar mitzvah is the hanacha. Ikar mitzvah is the hanacha. But the lighting is not a mitzvah kulehai. Not that much of a mitzvah. Which, the first question is, what does that mean? Just say it's not a mitzvah. Say, you just say, hanachos mitzvah means the hanachos mitzvah, hanachos nothing. So it's not a mitzvah kulehai. Also, if it's not a mitzvah kulehai, but it is somehow a mitzvah, so then why don't we say that it's not biza mitzvah? Because I'm using the nair to do halakha. And halakha is kind of a mitzvah, it's sort of a mitzvah, it partakes of a mitzvah. So why is it bizoi? It shouldn't be a bizoi. Because you're using the nair to do a mitzvah. But if you'd say the normal way to learn that hanachos mitzvah means halakha is nothing, fine. Then it's bizoi, because you're using the halakha, the candle, to do nothing. But since you tell me it's somehow a mitzvah, so then it should be it shouldn't be bizoi. Right? Yes.
That's the problem that we have, it's that you can't light from there and there, or you can't light from there and there, whether it's bizoi mitzvah or not. That's all it is.
It's saying is that the Gemara is discussing whether it's visa mitzvah light from there on there. And it says if it's hadlakos a mitzvah, it's not a problem. It's not visa mitzvah because you're doing a mitzvah. But if hanachos a mitzvah, then when you light, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're doing hadlaka, which is not so much of a mitzvah.
I'm saying that's the potential problem,
visa mitzvah. Yes, visa mitzvah. Yes. I mean, yes, that's how it comes up in the Gemara. But I mean, the question of whether hadlakos a mitzvah or hanachos a mitzvah is another problem is. One nafkamina is, let's say, a chirashot v'katan lights the candle. Okay? And then you place it down in its place. So if you say hadlakos a mitzvah, it's no good, because the hadlakos is the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. If you say nachos a mitzvah, so chirashot light it, who cares? But as long as you place it. Which again is a problem, because if you say that the mitzvah is hadlaka is something, right? Not kulei, but it's something. So then, why if Chershot could Chershot couldn't do it? Why could Chershot do Hadlaka? Right? It shouldn't be good. Because if you said Hadlaka is nothing, fine, it's nothing. But now it is something. So then why, so why could Chershot do it? Right? Okay, one other question. One of the question was, the Gemara says that if you light the candle inside and bring it outside and place it, it's no good. So why not? So if you say hadlaka osa mitzvah, I understand, because you didn't light it in the right place. You lit it inside. Inside is in the makom. But if you say hanacha osa mitzvah, right, so then it should be fine, because you placed it outside. So the Gemara says no. Because the Roa is going to say that you lit it for your own purposes. The Roa is going to say you lit it for your own fratashmash, for your own purposes. So our question is, who cares what the Roa is going to say you lit it for? The mitzvah isn't lighting it, the mitzvah is hanacha. So the question is, why did you place it? Since you placed it, right, for hanacha, and you placed it for pirsum, and that's right, so who cares why you lit it? Why is that relevant why you lit it? Right? Apparently it is relevant. Apparently, you see that hadlaka can't just be anything. Right? Right. Right, and a similar case the Gemara has is if you had a candle that was burning all day long from yesterday, so you can't just pick it up and put it down. Even if you hold Hanacha, it doesn't work. Because that's yesterday's candle. You'd have to relight it, you have to put it, relight it, and then put it down. Okay, so you see, you can't just take, even Hanacha was meant to hold, you can't just put it down a candle. Depends how it was lit. Can't be that it was lit for a tzarko. If you lit for yourself, it can't be it was lit from yesterday. Right? But a chershel looking good. Right? And that's a little bit of a problem. Why is that okay, you know? Yeah. I mean, the case is, in the case where you're a visa mitzvah, is where the first candle was already placed. You already did hanacha on the first candle. So the first candle is already in its place. It's already a candle. It's already munach. Now you're going to take that candle and light a second candle in the air. So now you're just lighting a candle. It's not hanacha. And then you'll place it afterwards. So in the meantime, you're lighting, you're just doing a hadlaka. But that's not a mitzvah kulei. So that's a bizayin. So you're taking a candle which is already a realized chas. So I think Jonah's right. If the candle is not yet placed, so then you're basically taking a candle which is not whatever, hadlaka, not kulei high, whatever, and then you're doing that and you use that to light another candle which is not kulei high, I mean, we're the same thing. Right? So I'm saying, assuming the case is where it's already placed. I'm learning now, like the Rashba. I didn't tell you about this yet, but I kind of told you that I'm learning this way, I just didn't tell you it's the Rashba. But that if you hold hanacha as a mitzvah, then you have to do hanacha after you do hadlaka. Okay, in other words, you can't just place your menorah, unlit menorah, down and then light it. That's not, then there's no hanacha. Where's your hanacha? You place the menorah. Menorah is not a candle. So that's not hanacha. There's no hanacha there. There's no din ala hanacha. What did I do? I placed the menorah. There's no such thing as a menorah. There's a candle. It's not a candle yet until it's lit. So I did hanacha. There's no hanacha. So then I just did hadlaka. So then there's no hanacha. Hanacha as a mitzvah means I have to place a candle. Right? So you have to place it after you do hadlaka. Right? You have to place it after you do hadlaka. So therefore, if you just take a candle and light candle one and light candle two in its place, there's no hanacha. You're not going to be yotze because you're simply, you're not going to be yotze. But this is a question of bizei mitzvah. So the bizei mitzvah is you're taking a candle before. You have to take a lit placed candle and you're lighting an unlit, unplaced candle. So that's a bizei because now the lighting isn't really a mitzvah that much. You know? You're right. Two separate maaser. You light it and then you place it. Right. And of course, I want to understand what's the machlokas. And the Gemara ends up resolving it. One way it resolves it is it says the bracha. So I don't know if I can answer this, but it's a good question. It's like, it's pasha. Like, what was the Gemara even talking about? You know? It's like, we forgot to look at that. You know? Right? Just sounds a little strange.
Oh, we don't say
no, yeah, we don't. But, it, yeah, right. Right. It's like whoever's asking the question forgot about that. And, you know, you'd say maybe he had a different way to learn the bracha, but then why is it raya? It's kind of it's an additional raya. It's not the only raya, though. That's the truth. The truth is the Gemara brings it originally from that other case of the shashas or whatever. So you could say that proves it. And also, add on topping is the bracha isn't really that smooth. But it must be, I would think it must be there's another way, even if you hold hanacha. Look, if you hold hanacha, the mitzvah halakha is something. I'll have mitzvah kulei hai, but it's something. So maybe some of you will explain, for whatever reason, the bracha is halakha. Like, I don't know, maybe we could see, you know, I would think so. Because it's just too open. It's too open to disproof that there must be some way he would explain that. I think so. But we're not ready for that question. I mentioned the Rashba, but I think Tosos, the simple pshat in our Gemara, and I think Tosos learns that other way, that you could do hanacha before hadlaka. Okay, so I just discovered that this morning. But I mean, the simple reading of our Gemara, because when it has the case of a candle which is lit all Shabbos, so it says that if you hold hanacha as a mitzvah, so just extinguish it and relight it. But if you hold hanacha as a mitzvah, the Gemara says you should have to extinguish it. No, it's on top of hooking off. You should have to put it out, relight it. I'm sorry. Put it out, pick it up, put it down, and relight it. Okay? Again. Put it out, pick it up, put it down, and relight it. So, you're putting it down first and then relighting it. So, doesn't that sound like the hanacha is preceding the hadlaka? So, if you hold hanacha as a mitzvah, then how does that work? Right? So the Rashba says the Gersa is wrong. Should say that the way. Okay, he changed it. He says because he says the Hanacha has to be after. Because Hanacha is a mitzvah.
But
What are you placing? Right, what are you placing? Right, that's why he changes it. Exactly, which makes sense. And that's the way I'm learning. I saw a piece in the Rav that I think he learns that way also. I don't know. I didn't know at the time. I didn't realize the Gemara was openly, you know. So he changes the Gersa. But Tosis in Nibra Maskal has the Gersa the same way. He keeps it. And there's another Tosis. There's another reason I think Tosis also thinks it's whatever. Okay, but I think Tosis. I think there's another way to learn. So I'm not learning that way. Okay, I'm learning the Rashba. Okay, Anachosmas means Anachosmas. Because I'll tell you why. Because it says, look at the very bottom Tosis, the little bottom one, little guy. The Yibayilu Anocha Lakos Mitzvah Anochos Mitzvah. He says Nafkamina Melichir Shatukabta Anicha. He says, what's the Nafkamina of Lakos Mitzvah Anochos Mitzvah? He says Nafkamina is the Chir Shatukabta, and did one or did the other, right? So depending on which one's a mitzvah, the Chir Shatukabta do the other, right? But why doesn't Tosis just say simple? The Nafkamina is the order. You have to place it first, or you know. You have to place it first. Right? If you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, first you have to place it. First you light, then place it. If you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, then the other one. Seems like this whole book doesn't matter. Right? Even if you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, you could just light it. Right? Or maybe even your question, if you hold Hanachos Mitzvah, you could light it and then place it. Maybe that also works, you know? Sounds that way. So I'm saying, I think it confirms that he's holding that the order is not a factor. It doesn't matter. But that's Tosis. So, you know, I'm going like the Rashba. That does matter. Okay? It does matter. Order matters. That's the whole point. I'm not supposed to miss it. Means that's the mitzvah. So you gotta first have the candle, and then you do it. Okay. So we got some problems, right? Dang, it seems like part of the challenge of the sikh is also just to give some sense to Hanachos Mitzvah. Where's it coming from? What's wrong with Hanachos? Sounds like a perfectly fine thing. It's like the candle. Light the Nerah, right? Light it. Like we do. What's wrong with that? What's the sense of Hanacha? You light it and then you place it. I mean, just, I don't know, something funny about it. It's funny to type mitzvah anyways, Hanacha. Right? It's a strange mitzvah. It's like, you know, that's Hanacha. It's just like Tiltavama, kind of, you know? What are you doing? It's like, you know, like by Hatzah, it's like Malacha Geruah. But you're just placing the thing. Kabaka should be the mitzvah. Sounds good. You know, It's not, you have to hear the question. It's not like a problem. It's, you know, something intuitively funny about it. I'm thinking of it similar to what you guys are saying. Similar to Matt's point, and I guess the halakha is similar to what Sammy's saying. Sure. But there's one major difference between what you're saying and what I want to say. You'll hear. So the thing is like this, is that what's, according to Hanachos Mitzvah, see, I think like what Shmuel said, is that the piercing comes through the makom, right? I mean, through the, that's what makes this a near piercing, what allows function the piercing to take place is the fact that it's in its location. The location is what's responsible. I mean, you have a million candles in the world, they're not piercing. What makes this piercing is because it's in a place, in the public view, not in a place really where people use things, right? So that's what makes it piercing. The location which is responsible for the person. So the sign that says, so let's say this, let's start with Hadlaka. Like Vishnu said, the sign says Hadlaka is a mitzvah. He says the mitzvah is to create an Ershel person. Okay, how do you create an Ershel person? So you light a candle in the middle of the street, right, or by your door. So that's creating an Ershel person, right? What emerges? You're not just lighting a regular candle, it's a candle of piercing. Right? It's a candle of piercing. Because why is a candle of piercing? Because look at it, it's in the street. That's right, it's by the Passover Rosh Hashanah. So that's the mitzvah, create an Ershel piercing. Right? Simple. Right? But the other shita, other sign holds that essentially what you're doing there is hadlaka. You're creating an air. And the piersum is like almost accidental. What kind of nair? Piersum. It's like the maisa is like a maisa of hadlaka. And the piersum comes in as like a property. Okay, as an accident, as a feature in the nair. See, the hanachos and mitzvah, for him, the piersum is more essential in the maisa. What does he hold? What does he hold? What's the role of hadlaka and hanacha? So, what the hadlaka does is it creates, this is like I said, it creates the chafta of the mitzvah. The chafta upon which the mitzvah is performed. And then hanacha is the mitzvah. Okay? What does it mean? So the chafta of the mitzvah is a ner stam. Just like a blank ner. Okay? And the mitzvah is take a blank ner and give it a quality of piercing. Define it as ner piercing. Hanacha, taking a blank ner and putting it in the street, putting it in the makom piercing, is a ma'aseh of piercing. Because it's rendering, you're giving the quality of piercing to the ner. That's the action. You're taking a ner, and what are you doing? It's an empty action. You're just putting, placing. Placing is like an action, it's a mechanical action, it's not really an action. What is the definition of what you're doing? Piercing. You're defining the ner, which is previously undefined, as an ershal piercing. Right? That's what Hanukkah does. You're giving it the property of makom, and thereby defining it as piercing, as an entity of piercing. So, the hadlaka creates the chafetza of the mitzvah. Okay, the chafetza is it creates a ner stam, creates a ner. And then the hanacha is the action of which you do on that chafetza. And that realizes the chafetza's identity as for kiyama mitzvah. So it's like, I think I just want to bring out that there's two things you can mean by a chafetza shel mitzvah. Okay, maybe this will clarify a little bit. We use the term chafetza shel mitzvah. Like as an example, like I'd ask you, is a shofar a chafetza shel mitzvah? Okay, so what'd you say? Sure, why not? Right? So, but I'll tell you that you could argue it isn't. Because the Rambam says, because halacha is a chafetza mitzvah, the mitzvah of Aver. You can't use a chafetza shel mitzvah, which is like stolen. Right? Stolen. Stolen, chafetza shel mitzvah. It's a psul, no chafetza shel mitzvah. It's like mitzvah of Aver. Right? So the question is, what if I steal a shofar and I blow with it? So the Rambam says it's good. Because the kol, the mitzvah is to hear the kol. And the kol isn't stolen. Call the sound isn't stolen. The shofar is stolen, but the mitzvah isn't to blow the shofar, it's to hear the sound of the shofar. And the sound is really the chafta. You could argue the sound is the chafta shel mitzvah. The sound is that which, the chafta which, with which you accomplish the kiyama mitzvah. Which chafta brings back kiyama mitzvah? The sound. That's not stolen. Right? But the shofar is a chafta shel mitzvah in a certain sense. It's not involved in kiyama mitzvah, but it's the chafta upon which the ma'isa mitzvah is performed. But that's not the psul of mitzvah b'aver. Mitzvah b'aver is tied in with the kima mitzvah. But so chafetza shel mitzvah can mean the chafetza to which you do the mitzvah, upon which the ma'aseh takes place upon, or it can mean the chafetza of which is involved in kiyam. Okay. So here I'd say is that the hadlaka creates the chafetza shel mitzvah, but it's not yet a ner shel piercing yet. But it's the chafetza which you should place and render a ner shel piercing. So when you place it, now the chafetza is now a ner shel piercing. It's gone from being a blank ner, a ner stam, an unqualified ner, to a ner shel piercing. Now the chafetza is really involved in the kiyama mitzvah. Okay? So if you take a ner which is already placed, this is a chafetza which is realized in the role as a ner shel piercing in the kiyama mitzvah. Now if you take that and you use that to light another ner, right, so now you're using it to create the chafetza, the first type of chafetza shel mitzvah, to create the entity upon which the mitzvah is performed. So that's lav mitzvah kulei hai, because it means it is involved in the mitzvah because you're creating a chafetza shel mitzvah. It's not just like a hachshar, just some preparatory step. You're actually creating a chafetza shel mitzvah, but that's not the kiyama. It's not a chafetza of kiyama mitzvah. It's just the object upon which the mitzvah is performed. So that's a bizoy mitzvah, because you're taking something which is involved in the kiyama mitzvah itself, and you're using it as a tool to create a chafetza of the vehicle of the mitzvah, the chafetza upon which the mitzvah is done. So it is mitzvah, but it's not mitzvah kol ha'ai. It's not the ikar mitzvah. It's not, that means it doesn't create, it's not the chafetza of the, it's not involved in kiyama mitzvah. Halakha is removed from kiyama mitzvah, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it is involved in the mitzvah because it is mitzvah. You're creating the chatzal mitzvah, and that's the way the mitzvah is done. The chatzal mitzvah of the mitzvah is the ner stam. Now, if on the other hand you light a candle inside, that's not a ner stam. That's a ner tashmish. Then, based on the roa, even if your intent was to use it for kirsan, but based on the roa, that's an ner shel tashmish. It's a candle in your house, on your kitchen table. That's identity based upon, at least in the world of Pearson, the framework of the Roa, that's an Ershel Tashmish. So the Ershel Tashmish is a psul in the Chavtza Shal Mitzvah. That's not the Chavtza of the Mitzvah. See, the Chavtza of the Mitzvah is an Erstam, is a blank Ner. This already has an identity as an Ershel Tashmish. That's not the Chavtza. That's a psul in the Chavtza. The Chavtza is an unqualified Ner, and this is for you to realize that identity. It already has a different identity. That's not the object of the mitzvah. That's not the object which the mitzvah is to place a ner stam. This isn't that's not the right object. It's already an ner shel tashmish. Similarly, I would think the ner from yesterday. It's already like an old ner. Has some identity from the previous day. It's already from yesterday's ner. Now it's the mitzvah is take a ner, create a ner. You have an ner stam. It's a blank ner, and now use it for now. And now do the mitzvah. Can't. But a cherish of a katan could create an erstam, right? Because it's an erstam. He doesn't have das, so he doesn't have to create anything in it. He just creates an er. It's a perfect way to create an erstam. He's a cherish of a katan. He's not das. He's just creating an er. He's creating an er, and then you place it, and you realize it's shem pirsum. See, he may not be able to create an er pirsum. You could argue, right? But that's not the mitzvah. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to create an erstam. It's just a blank er. So he creates it, and then you place it. That's a mitzvah. Right? So according to the Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, the action, and it could be this is the motivation to say it, is that the action is really, it doesn't really have an identity in its own right, other than Pearson. Hadlaka is like a Maisa, it's a Maisa Chashav. So it's a Chashav action. It's a significant action in the framework of a Maisa Adam. It's Hadlaka, you're creating an air. Now the Pearson is the type of Nair. So the piersum comes in because creating an air. What kind of air? An air piersum. So the piersum is secondary, is accidental to the definition of your action. But in Hanacha doesn't really have a significance as an action. In its own right, if I just put my pen on the table, you wouldn't say I did a Maisa Hanacha. I just moved the thing. I moved it here, moved it there. The action, the Maisa, the Hanacha, is a din of a Maisa. What is it? I'm being farsing. I'm taking my air and I'm publicizing. That's an action of publicizing. The action is publicizing. I'm taking a thing and giving it a location in public. It's an action of publicizing. The other case is an action of lighting, which has a feature or a function of publicizing. The publicizing is like secondary to that, very definition of the action. So that's the question. Is did the Torah, did the Rabbanan formulate like an action of publicizing, which is purely giving it a din makom over the public, and that's a nice of publicizing? What you said, they just said create an air shell piersum, and that's the piersum. Piersum doesn't have to be the definition of the action, but it's a maisa hadlaka of an air shell piersum. That's the way they formulate it. You know, that's the Gemara Zibaya. Right. According to hadlaka's mitzvah, the mitzvah is a maisa of hadlaka, but it's hadlaka is creating an air is piersum, so therefore it's like the effect of your hadlaka is piersum. So it's a maisa, the piersum comes through the effect that the maisa is doing. You know, according to the Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, it's a maisa of piersum. It's not just the effect. What are you doing? You're publicizing. That's the definition. You're not Hanacha is not a real action. So you say you're putting it in public. That's what you're doing. So you can't say that by lighting a candle. You're not publicizing, you're lighting a candle. But yeah, well, at the end of the day, yeah, well, Nair Shel Piersum, look at that. You did it. You're the one who created the, you know. So it's Piersum the end result. But the Maisa is Maisa of Hadlaka. But according to the other side, it's a Maisa of, the Maisa is a Maisa of Piersum, which comes about through the Hanacha. That's what Hanacha is. You're publicizing. Publicizing. That's the definition of the action is publicizing. So that's what he's saying. Is we see this as an answer. The bracha is lahadlik. So lahadlik sounds like it's a maisa hadlaka. It's not a maisa of piersum. Otherwise, it should have said like I don't know the farsa on there, farsa on ace, or Aniach. I'm not sure what he's doing. Aniach. It could be that's what he'll answer. It's like, Kinnis, it's not a Maisa. I don't know. I'm not sure how the other guy would have done it, helped with the bracha. But I mean, halakha is part of the mitzvah, and Chanukah, I don't know. It's a good, it seems like a good proof. I mean, it's a lot like shows you that the mitzvah is a mitzvah, is really, I'm not hadlaka. Because that's the question, is the maisa a mitzvah hadlaka, or should it be a maisa of Pearson? Maisa of Pelvisos. Sure, but the question is, what does it mean, osa? What's lash osa? So maybe it just, I don't know, this isn't great, but there definitely is two parts of the mitzvah. Definitely. You need an air, which comes out through adlaka, and you need location, which comes out by putting in that location, right? But the question is, what brings about the kiyama mitzvah? Like, what's osa the mitzvah? The ner shel Chanukah definitely is a two-faceted entity, right? It's an air, which has a location. But creating which component of the ner, the location or the ner itself? Is it brings about kiyama mitzvah? What's osa the mitzvah? What creates the kiyama mitzvah? Is it the hadlaka creates the kiyama mitzvah, and the hanacha has to take place? You set it up beforehand, or do you say no that the hanacha, koma, giving the makom, is what creates the kiyama, what creates the mitzvah, and the ner is part of the mitzvah, but that's not what's osa the mitzvah. Osa means what realizes the kiyam. So they don't say what's the mitzvah. See, we just said what's the mitzvah, then it imply. If you say anacha, then hadlaka is nothing. So it's not a mitzvah to high. So the question is, what's osa the mitzvah? They're both part of it, but what's osa the mitzvah means what clinches the kiyama mitzvah, what brings about the kiyama mitzvah. It's not that bad. Sounds good. Okay. Yep. And I says, why can't you just place an eretashmash? Why can't there already be an eretashmash? Now you're placing an eretashmash. Why can't you change it into an air shell person? Right? That's what you're saying. Like it's an air tashmish, now you make it an air person. Something like that, right?
Yes,
you're going to have to do that because if it's an air tashmish, then it's not going to be a person. Right? Because it's an air tashmish. So it doesn't function for a person because it's an air tashmish. But why can't you say the hanacha will render it or change it to an air shell person? Okay. But I think, I'm not sure. You could say you just can't change it. But, once it emerges. Or you could say, because the Rabbanu were koveya tzura samitzvah. So the idea that tzura is, the chafza is an er stam, and then you do anacha and then render an er shel pirsum. Like, that's the proper tzura. The tzura isn't take your candle in your kitchen. And the idea is, do pirsum anes by creating an er and defining it, giving it a shem pirsum. So once that's the case, then that's the tzura samitzvah. So even though in theory you could have an effect of pirsum anyways, but that's not the way this was set up. There's a chafta shel mitzvah. Chafta shel mitzvah is an air. There's an idea of an air stam, and there's an idea of an air tashmash. An air tashmash is an identity, and an air stam is just an open air. So the idea of the tzura of the mitzvah is you create an air and make it pirsum. That's the way the mitzvah is set up. You take an air story, take a chafta shel air. And make a piercing. We render it and want a piercing. So near to Tashmish is like already a different idea. So given if you say that there's a chafta, then that's going to be like a psal that's not the chafta. Not the chafta which is Niskan. You know what I mean?